早上我们要传神的福音。
This morning we're here to talk about the gospel of God.
就是要传神自己。
Which is God Himself.
什么叫福音
？What is the gospel?
圣经里头讲得很清楚。
I will state it clearly for us.
我们没有
用，you don't have to go with
this slide. 我们请翻一下圣经。
Can we turn to the Bible?
如果没有圣经的，我们请在旁边帮我们一起看圣经。
If you don't have Bible, you can share with your neighbor.
我们什么时候对神认真
？Anytime when we are serious about God.
我们就很容易得着神的福音。
And that's easy. That's the time you can get the gospel easy.
因为我们神的本性是很有恩典，也是而且是很。
Because by nature, our God is gracious and He is loving and kind.
当人不认识神的时候
，and when men do not know God,
我们都有一点害怕的心。
We will have fear toward Him.
因为不晓得这个我们不认识的神到底是怎样的一位。
Because we don't know Him, so we don't know what He's about.
这个怕的原因是因为不知。
The fear is because we're at lack of knowledge.
但是当我们得着神的福音
，but once we have the gospel.
我们就觉得哦，原来这位神是那么样的爱我。
And then we go, oh, that He's such a loving God, He loves me so much.
他为了要挽回我的生命
，In order to redeem us,
他花了那么多的功夫，那么大的代价。
He went through so much work and He paid such a great price.
然后叫我们晓得他到底做了为我们做了什么。
So that we finally know what He has done for us.
才能挽回我们这样光景的人。
So that He can save us.
所以在那个时候，我们知道神爱我们。
And at that point, we say, "Oh, God loves us."
但是在那个时候，同时间我们也对神产生一个敬畏。
And at the same time, because of that knowledge, we have the fear.
因为认识神之后，我们就怕再得罪他。
Because we know Him now, so we're afraid to offend Him.
今天我们有主的呼召，我们要来服侍主。
Today we have the calling for the Lord to come and serve me.
我们要来传主的福音。
To share this great news.
我们一面我们真的很爱我们的。
On one hand, we love indeed this great God.
但是另外一面，我们的心有一点害怕。
But on the other hand, we are kind of afraid.
害怕我们不是主的不好。
We are afraid that I don't serve Him well enough.
害怕我们讲主的时候不像。
And we are afraid that when I talk about the Lord, so I don't act like Him.
对我们求主要来帮助我们。
So we will have to ask Him to help us when we do that.
你其实已经给我们很大的帮助。
Actually, He has really helped us.
他一面给我们一本圣经。
On one hand, He has given us His Bible.
他另外一面是给凡相信的人有永远生命住在我们里面。
On the other hand, He has given us believers an eternal life.
今天在圣灵的里头，他要帮助我们来服侍他。
So that He is able to help us serve Him through the help of the Holy Spirit.
请我们先读一节圣经，提摩太前书二章四节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
这一节是很简单的一节圣经，但是我盼望今天大家都能够记住。
This is a very simple verse, but I want you to remember.
圣经说的他就是神的自己。
Here the word he or Jesus
himself. 我们一起来念，神愿意万人得救，明白真理。
God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这个真理或者是真道有另外一个同样的意思。
Here the word truth has another meaning.
可以翻作是实际。
You can say reality.
一个得救的人，他有一个实际。
Once a person is saved, he has reality.
一个没有得救的人没有这样子的实际。
This is a reality and non-believer will never have.
真理就是神要给我们认识的实际。
Truth is nothing but the reality that God wants us to know.
所以我们刚才有听见一位年轻的姑娘叫吊大资料。
We just heard a young lady, Chris Susak, who came here.
为什么有人觉得生命不宝贵呢？当他生下的时候，他父母看见他是何等宝贵的一个生命。
And when she was born, she must be very precious to the eyes of her parents.
他打 那又聪明，所以能够进 UC。
And she is a smart person, so she was admitted into UC campus.
她长得又漂亮，所以称为校花。
And she's so pretty, so she was in the campus.
但是怎么这样子一个生命会觉得自己没有价值？
But why would a young like that doesn't regard her like precious?
因为她活在一个虚幻的里面。
Probably she has been looking in a fake state.
她自己被骗了，她不晓得。
And she was deceived, but she didn't know.
而且被骗了一次又一次，越骗越深。
And that lie become bigger and bigger in her heart.
最后觉得没有盼望。
To the point she lost hope.
怎么搞，我也是没有盼望的人。
And she felt that she was without hope.
一个自杀的人是一个很残忍的人。
And the person who commits suicide is a person that's very cruel.
他对自己的生命很残忍。
Because she has no mercy for her own life.
怎么人会变成是这样残忍的一个人，连自己都可以伤害。
How can a person turn to say that hurt themselves?
我们今天不是要怪任何人。
We're not here to condemn any person.
我们只是觉得当人不认识神的真理的时候，
We just feel that when a person does not know the spiritual reality of God,
他不晓得神要我们看见有另外一个事实是要我们掌握的。
He did not know God intends for us to have a true spiritual reality.
他凭自己去讲，自己去猜。
And in her mind, in her own logic.
自己去触摸。
In her own feeling and touch.
结果一次又一次受伤。
She apparently was hurt again and again, again.
最残忍的是在世界背后的那个仇敌。
Who is the most cruel one? The enemy, the devil behind the world.
他要用一切的谎言来阻挡所有人来认识神。
He has spent all his life so that man cannot come to know God's reality.
不认识神的真理，就没有神的实际。
If we do not know God's truth, then we will not have His reality.
没有神的实际，就活在虚幻的里
面。Without God's reality, we live in a lie.
亲爱的诸位朋友们
，My dear friends,
无论你年纪有多大，有多年轻
，Doesn't matter how old you are now, maybe you are still young.
神只有一个盼望。
God only has one hope for you.
就是要你今天能够明白真理。
Is that for you to know His truth today?
这个是什么样的真理？
But what kind of truth we are talking about?
请我们翻开罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第二节、第四节到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.
这福音是神。从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，我们翻译句英文。
The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督。
Regarding his son, right?
我主耶稣基督。
Who as to his human nature as a descendant of David?
按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣灵说。因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God.
罗马书很清楚地告诉我们，在神那边有一个福音，要我们众人都知道。
Yes, clearly, there's a gospel God intends for everyone to know.
这个福音是神从前老老早早以前就已经应许给我们的。
And this is a gospel that has been promised long ago.
有一天他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个地上。
Through his son Jesus Christ.
他是从天来到地上寻找我们。
Came from heaven to earth to seek us.
他有一个肉体的 身体。
He came in a flesh reborn.
他的肉体是从大卫大以色列的大卫往生的。
And as far as human nature is concerned, he's a descendant of King David.
那是有多少代的人之后的就是大卫从耶大卫到耶稣基督隔了多少代
How many generations between King David and Jesus about the genealogy? 14.
14. 在下14. 20. 所以耶稣是第28代的大卫的子孙
So Jesus is the 28th generation descendant of King David.
代就是他
Exactly 28.
耶稣来了
Jesus came.
他是从大卫生的。
He was born of King David.
他是 这个君王来的人，他们都看见耶稣，很盼望他马上做王。
And the people of his generation all anticipate that he can become the king right away.
但是耶稣说，我的国不在这里。
But Jesus told them, my kingdom is not of this earth.
如果我的国在这里
，If my kingdom is here. And the condition will be like today.
但是主耶稣来了，他走了最卑微的道路。
But Jesus has come and walked on the lowliest way.
但是当初人要推举他做王。
When people try to crown him and crown him.
发现他们的王竟然要走那么样卑微的路。
And they found out that Jesus willingly took the lowly way.
他们觉得这个王不值钱。
They despised him.
最后甚至还把他钉在十字架上。
And to a point, they actually nailed him on the cross.
感谢神。主耶稣老早就说了。
And we thank God because Jesus said that a long time ago.
因为世界的王在他里面一无所有。
He said the king of this world has nothing in me.
他根本不是要来受人的奉承。
And he wasn't here to be ushered and pleasured.
他来的目的是要拯救人的生命。
Instead, he has come to save the life of man.
我们很多人说信耶稣。
And a lot of us say believe in Jesus.
有时候我们也喜欢一些热闹的场面。
And we like to have a lot of people joining us.
但是如果我们忽略了我们自己在神面前生命的光景。
But if we ignore our true condition before God.
有时候我们也不愿意像耶稣那样卑微的行在地上。
Such as we are not willing to take the lowly way like Jesus.
这样的生命也是需要回家的。
And that kind of state means we need to return home as well.
主耶稣为我们开通了一条随时都可以回家的道路。
And Jesus opened a way through which we can return home any moment.
所以他老早就说，我将会受到逼迫。
So he said to people, I will be persecuted one day.
而且要被人钉在十字架上。
And I will be crucified.
但是三天之后，我要从死里复活。
But after 3 days, I will be raised from the dead.
感谢神，这个就是我们回家的路。
We thank the Lord, but through that, He opens a way home for us.
无论我们在这个世界上迂回了多久，
it doesn't matter what kind of detour we have taken.
我们什么时候记得耶稣基督，我们生命的王已经做成了这件事？
Whenever we remember that Jesus Christ, the King of our life, has opened that way for us.
他已经从死里复活。
How He has been raised from the dead.
所以没有一个人可以被拦阻不能回家。
So no one is now can be blocked that cannot go home.
在世界上能够拦阻人最大的是什么？
What is the greatest thing that can stop us from going back to God?
最大的不是没有钱。
Not money.
不是没有权。
Not power.
不是没有名气。
Not fame.
这些世上的人都在争夺的东西。
And these are the things the world people pursue and fight for.
很多人为了这些付了自己的生性命。
For these things, people pay the price of their life.
但是最后，钱不能带走。
But you cannot take money with you after you die.
名誉不能带走。
Neither the fame.
你的权位更不能带走。
Nor your power.
一切都是一场虚梦。
Everything is vanity.
什么样的事情最能够拦阻我们回家的？
What is the thing that actually hinders us from going home?
就是人生命到了尽头，死亡了。
That's death.
在神的福音里头，如果没有把死亡解决这件事情，
If we do not resolve issue concerning death,
那所有好听的福音，所有什么样的祝福都是不实际。
All the good news, all the stories are useless.
但是感谢主，主耶稣从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
But we thank the Lord because he was raised from the dead, and through that he has proved that he is the Son of God.
他解决了没有人能够解决的问题。
He resolved an issue that no one has ever been able to do.
人到死的时候已经到尽头。
When we about to die, that's the end.
这个是所有世界上都知道的事情。
And it's something everybody knows.
但是圣经告诉我们有另外一个实际。
The Bible tells us there's another reality.
原来死亡不是人的终点。
That is, death is not our end.
人还要从死里复活。
One day, man will be raised from the dead.
耶稣说，我是复活。
Jesus says, I am the resurrection.
这个是神要给我们的福音。
And that's the good news that God wants to have.
神给我们的福音有两面的实际。
And there are two sides of this reality.
一面是神的实际。
On one side is God's reality.
一面是人的实际。
The other side is the reality on the inside. Let's read it together.
第一章,
Chapter 1 of Romans.
时间的关系可能我们就跳着来读一下就好了。
Since we are limited by time, so we're just going to speak from verse to verse.
我们读第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读第21节。
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。Although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became fertile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
24节，所以神任凭他们存着心里的情欲，行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Verse 24, therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. And this is a description about one side of our reality. This is what God said. God described our condition. If we don't read the Word of God, sometimes we don't even feel that we are in this condition. But God is telling us this is what we are. When our hearts do not regard God as God,
here's
that God describes that as a foolish heart.
英文是 futile thoughts.
And their thinking become futile.
意思就是说，这样子的心，这样子的心思是没有结果的心思。
And this kind of heart bears no fruit.
要以神为神的人才能可能结。
Only people that regard God as God, he can yield the fruit.
凡是果子的话，才有机会再结，再有一个树，再结果。
Once fruits are yielded, then you have another chance to yield more fruits.
人造人的身体是应该是可以传递。
So God has created a life with a nature that can pass on or generate further fruit.
我们生我们的儿女。
For example, we gave birth to our children.
我们的儿女有一天结婚了，也要生他们的儿女。
And one day our children got married, they're supposed to have their children.
我们盼望世世代代我们的儿女都能够认识神，能够真的在神面前结果。
And it's our wish that our children through all generations can know our God and bear fruit.
但是在原地，在那边有一个实际是非常的可怕。
But there is a dreadful truth about man.
当人不以神为神的时候，
That is when we don't regard God as God.
他的心就变成是一个无智的状态。
And our heart becomes futile.
就变成是一个没有结果的状态。
And that's the state that cannot yield any fruit.
他们所做的都是自己。
They do things based on their own guess or
estimate.
But that's something that cannot be passed down. Therefore, wise men said this in the Bible. They worked hard all their lives and accumulated all this wealth. But when they're about to depart from the world, they have no idea who's going to enjoy the wealth they have accumulated. Maybe we don't have a lot of wealthy people in our
midst.
And we say, no, Bible has not much to do with me.
But
it doesn't matter what you think. And not only things regarding wealth, when you don't regard God as God,
你的生命就不可能有结果。
There's not positive, your life cannot yield any result.
这个是神说我们人的光景的一个实际。
And that is the reality God is right about us.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank Him for that.
他有一个福音给我们。
Because at the same time, He has a gospel for us.
说到他的儿子是另外一个实际。
He Because through the gospel, he's telling us another reality through his son.
当世界上没有一个人认识是神的时候，
when people in this world does not regard God as God,
他的儿子来到地上，
he sent his son to this world.
他的儿子完全行父神的旨意，
and his son has come to do his perfect will.
当人不认识是神的时候，
when people do not know God,
他的儿子就独自走这样子的道路。
His son alone took the path on earth.
他的儿子就像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
And he was like that grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died.
因为他真是一粒麦子。
Because he is indeed a grain.
所以他虽然死了。
And so after he died,
却可以结出许多的子粒来。
He was able to generate still many crops.
今天我们所有信耶稣的人。
So for us, Christians are Christians.
都是因为耶稣在我们身上有一个延续。
We are the continuation of Jesus' life.
主耶稣那一天死了。
Jesus died that day.
我就在他里面死了。
And I died with him.
主耶稣那一天复活了。
And when he resurrected,
突然间我的生命就跟他接起来了。
And my life was connected with him through resurrection.
从此我不再无知。
So that from that point on, I'm no longer.
我不再猜测我的生命的目的是什么。
I'm no longer without knowledge of God or don't understand the meaning of my life.
我不再自己去努力去挣扎要什么。
And I don't have to strive to get things of this world.
我只知道一件事。
I only know one thing.
我有耶稣。
I have Jesus.
我就从死里复活了。
And I am resurrected from the dead.
什么东西可以拦阻我往前走一步？
So what else can stop me from moving forward?
最大的只不过是死而已。
The worst thing can happen to me is what's death, right?
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
So now my Jesus has raised from the dead.
那我就连死都不怕。
Then there's nothing can stop me.
这个是神给我们的福音，是另外一个的事实。
And this is the gospel from God. This is another reality.
圣经说因为人怕死变成死地上的奴。
Bible tells us that we are so afraid of death, so we become slaves to death.
神的福音不是叫我们去做奴仆。
God doesn't intend for us to become slaves.
他不是要我们去怕他。
God does not intend for us to be afraid.
神是要呼召我们。
Instead, He's calling us.
在生命里头，我们再承认神的确是神。
Come and regard Him as God.
我就有盼望了。
Then we can have hope.
我的下一代就有盼望了。
So is my next generation.
因为再也没有东西可以拦住我不结果子了。
Because there's nothing else can stop me from yielding fruit.
神不是要拯救了我们，然后叫我们做他的奴仆。
God does not intend to save us so that we can be his slaves.
神是拯救了我们，把他儿子生命赐给我们。
Instead, he wants to save us so he can give us the life of his own son.
叫我们做他的。
So we can also become his children.
我们在神的面前永远是蒙恩的罪人。
We are always sinners saved by his grace.
但是同时间我们要记得我们是蒙爱的儿女。
At the same time, that tells us that we are beloved children.
我们承认我们是罪人，因为我们还记得我们从前不以神为神的光景是怎样。
We confess that I'm a sinner because I remember how I was like before.
如果不是看见一个神的事实，
If I do not see the reality from God's plan,
我还是活在我本来的那个事实。
I was staying in my reality as a man.
本来我就不认识神。
That is to say that I did not know God.
我是个罪。
And a sinner.
甚至我犯了罪我还不晓得。
And also I may be committing a lot of sins I won't even know.
甚至我得 人呢，很有本领，他不是说每一个人都是爱做坏事。
Not everybody wants to do bad things.
也有。
find out my time's coming up.
所以今天不是说做坏事的才叫坏。
No, we don't say because you do bad things, so you're a bad guy.
今天每一个生命在地上都跟时间在抢时间。
And we're all racing against time, always, every day.
如果我们都要去做我们要做的事情。
In all my life, I do whatever I want.
那我们就很容易忽略了事。
And then we can easily neglect God.
还不一定说这个是在做坏事。
It doesn't matter if we're doing good or bad things.
人的倾向就是喜欢自由。
Our inclination naturally is to be our own boss.
但是我们的自由程度就是变形。
But you know, to be our own boss, we can only have this much time to do that.
我们都有一个很短的季
节。So our season is short.
一下子半场就过去。
Before you know it, you reach, somebody reached it.
跟我差不多的都会微笑。
And people who are close to my age are now smiling.
有一些不在我们这个年龄层的。
The young people, they have no reaction whatsoever when they say age
50.
They feel 50 because it's
your old age.
Oh, well, that's something beyond our imagination. I feel the same way when I was a teenager. Before I know it, there's a season to the fruit. And it's our natural reaction to ignore God or do not regard Him as God. And whether we're doing so-called the good things or the bad things, and because the fact that you don't have God in this process, and that means we're in a state without life, a state of death, and this will rot from within us. The Bible says the whole world has sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God.
在地上要一心只做好事，好事的人很多。
There are so many people in this world who tend to do well.
但是地上的好事。
Intend to do good things in the eyes of the world.
神有另外一个实际要我们看见，他的好事是在这里。
Wants to show us, for His standard, good is here.
地上的好事是在地上。
And for the world standard, good is here.
这一个神的盼望我们在这一个好事里头有发展。
And God wants us to grow and continue to grow in it.
今天我们慢慢在说这个是神的什么的好事。
And one day we'll share with you what is the good will of Him, the good standard for God.
那但是今天我们就看见，哦，原来我没有达到神的旨意的时候，我就是亏缺了神。
So when we fail to do God's will, that means we're falling short of God's will.
所以神的福音还不是。犯得很污秽的罪的人的那些
，God's gospel is not just for guilty sinners.
只要我们知道我们的生命是有限。
As long as we understand our time is limited.
每一个人都要做一个决定，到底我要怎样用我的一生。
We all have to make a decision every day. How am I gonna do the use my time?
我要一直做我要做的事吗
？Am I gonna just keep on doing what I want to do?
还是我要尽我所能拿到神的荣耀的？
Or I will strive to do what God's will is now.
神的福音很大，今天讲不完。
And God's gospel is so unique, I cannot finish in one sentence.
我只能稍微讲，神有一个极大的荣耀要给每一个相信他的儿女。
All I can say is that God has great glory for His children.
我跟我的太太不是家业丰富的。
And me and my wife are not rich people.
但是我们所有的，我们都愿意给我。
But whatever we have, it's for us.
如果我们有一万
，if we have 10,000,
他只是能够，他就领受了一万
，and he can receive 10,000.
这个是他没有亏欠我们
，means he has not come short of our intent.
是我们愿意给他的
，he has received 100% what we intend to give him.
但是
，but
我跟我的太太都亏欠了神的荣耀。
But the problem is I and my wife both have fallen short of the glory of God.
比如说我们的神现在用数字来比较，就100万。
If God has $1,000,000 for us.
结果我跟我的姊妹呢，怎么样辛苦怎么样累积，都只有1万。
And no matter God, we cannot come short of God's glory.
神愿你给我们多少，我们就要领受多少才是。
Whatever God intends to give to us, we should have that 100%.
所以我们要很有把握的来相信神的福音。
So we need to believe with assurance His gospel.
无论你今天的第一次听福音也好。
Maybe since your first time hearing His gospel.
心里头现在忽然间发现你是没有以真为神。
And suddenly we realize you're living in a state that God is not God.
或者你一直做好事，想做好事。
Or you have been trying to do what's good.
或者你已经是神的儿女。
Or you are a child of God.
神的福音是对我们一样。
It doesn't matter. God's gospel is for all of us.
什么叫做亏欠神的荣耀？
What does it mean to come short of the Lord?
我们自己没有达到神的标准。
Means we have not reached His standard.
我们也不能够把这个标准延续给我们的下一代。
So when that's the condition, there's no way I can pass the standard down to my next generation.
这都是我们的亏欠。
And we have all come short.
所以神的福音不是自己没有相信，还没有得救的。
So gospel is not just for non-believers.
神的福音是根本，都是神的福音。
The entire Bible is His good news.
神的福音是要给我们每一个活在地上还有今天的人。
And His gospel is for everyone who still has a breath of life today on earth.
所以我们唱的诗歌归家归家。
That's why we say, come home, come home.
耶稣正在呼召你，也呼召我。
And Jesus is calling you and calling me.
包括今天在讲的人也在呼召。
And I'm here speaking, God is also calling me.
世人都亏欠了神的荣
耀。Because the whole world has come short of God's glory.
我们不要讲这样子的人。
And we don't want to be someone like that.
神的福音我们要完全的来领受。
We need to receive His full gospel.
我们来读下面一个。
Let's read on.
下面一个是罗马书一章。我们读25节。
Verse 25-26。
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主，乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
They exchange the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever great.
因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，就好了。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful love.
这个世界上所有的人都是相信了虚谎。
And people in this world believe in deceitfulness.
他们很难相信神的真实。
It's hard for them to believe in the reality of God.
所以呢，他们神呢就任凭他们。
So God gave them over.
这里是第二次的任凭。
This is the second time in Romans chapter 1 that God gave people over.
当一个人还没有掉到他自己不愿意再掉下去的光景的时候。当一个人对自己还有盼望的时候，
When a person still has hope for himself,
他还想继续的努力，
he will continue to strive.
所以呢，神就任凭他们去。
So when he's in that state, God gave him over.
但是呢，他世人有一个实际在那。
And the reality with this world is people.
当他们以神的真实为虚谎的时候，
When they regard the reality of God as deceitful.
他们就没有一个可靠的根基可以在上面建立。
And they are not building their life on a reliable foundation.
神就任凭他们去做他们要做的事。
They are like that, God gave them over, let them do what they want to do.
任凭他们怎么呢？
What are the things that God gave them over?
任凭他们的 vile passion, 他们的可羞耻的情欲。
Their vile passion or their shameful lust.
Passion, 情欲这件事情没有好跟坏的分别。
And passion itself is neutral.
一个向往上有追求的人，他当然有一个 passion.
And whoever is trying to strive to reach something, you will have a passion to do that.
求高位。
You seek high position.
求好名声。
You seek fame.
这些都不是坏，一定是坏。
And they're not necessarily bad things.
但是当你以神的真实为虚谎的时候，
But when you regard God's reality as deceitful,
那这样子的 passion 就不会有好处。
And whatever passion you have for the world will not have you any good results.
而且这个从里头站出来的东西会显现在你的 来到波神跟你有交通。
I love to come to Warren and have fellowship with people here.
因为我很爱我们的两家神弟兄。
Because I love my brother Leon very much.
我们很早很早以前认识他的时候，他很有一个很特殊的地方，吸引我这些中心的人。
And when I first knew him many, many years ago, there's something about him that attracted our attention. We loved him.
那个时候大家都是学生啊。
At the time, we were all students in school.
那梁弟兄也是个学生。
And Timothy too.
他也在追求一个学位。
And he was pursuing his PhD.
他也在追求要美好的家庭。
And he was pursuing a good family life as well.
他也在教会里头追求。
And he also pursued the Lord in the church with us.
但是我们弟兄呢？这一些所有的追求都在神里。
But we notice that he did all these things in God.
那这个就是给我们一个很好的榜样和见证。
And to me, that was a great testimony, a good example.
啊，人家念书念的那么样辛苦。
The people study hard.
啊，就是一个晚上六一个晚上就是要把他作业去做出来。
And night after night, people do their homework.
啊，梁弟兄做见证，他从来不熬夜。
But Timothy, just like that, he never stayed up at night.
那他就告诉我们，是他怎么样厉害。
He said, it's not because he was so smart.
但是他因为他要追求要是。
But because he wants to pursue the Lord and his time was used to serve the Lord.
而且他的心里头一直在倚靠。
And he trusts the Lord in his heart.
他说，我不能像别人一样，那么花那么长的时间去做一个作业出来。
He said, I cannot be like others, spend so much time doing school.
主里头有这么样一个心愿，追求上好。
And in his heart, he wants to pursue a best in God's heart.
啊，所以我们是在告诉一个人。
I'm not here to uphold someone.
两弟兄也需要神的福音。
And we need God's gospel reminder.
但我只是说，在那个点上面，他的那个 passion 就跟神连在一起。
And we notice that his passion and his passion are connected to God.
所以我们在做的有学做学生
There are a lot of us are so in school.
做学生的熬夜真的不能
学生 It's very common for us to stay up, right?
做学生的常常是很摇头的都不会是 straight A student.
If you're a chicken, no, I don't stay up, you're not straight A student.
所以不要先摇头啊
So don't start shaking your head.
我们读书是要用功
Yes, we need to study hard.
但是不要在我们的情欲里头做这件事。
But don't do it in your own fleshly passion.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
你试试看，你在上课的时候，你也跟主一起在上课。
Try to go to school with Jesus.
试试看那个果效是不是像我们弟兄做过的见证一样。
Try it out and see if you can have the similar experience of Timothy.
这个是神的儿女应该知道的福音。
And this is a great gospel that we children of God should know and experience.
神的福音不是听了一次做了一个决志就是。
Gospel is not worth listening for once and then make a decision to accept Jesus.
神的福音要圣灵带我们进入这样子的一个实际。
And gospel will lead us into the spiritual reality through the help of Holy Spirit.
那你就知道福音不是一个道理。
Then you know it's not a doctrine.
是可以用的一个生命。
It's something that's applicable in our life.
神的福音，我们接到我们的里头。
We receive the gospel of God into our heart.
他开始管理我们的这所有的情欲。
From that moment on, we start manage and control our feelings and lust.
夫妻有没有情欲？
And do we have passion for our spouse?
有啊。
Of course.
应该有。
That's right.
没有情欲的夫妻就不太像。
If not, then there's problems with the relationship.
但是夫妻的情欲也要接受神的福音在。
But even with the passion, the spousal passion, we need to have God with it.
这个是神的福音从死里复活。
And that's God that raised him from the dead.
从前我一定是这样，我一定要这样。
And in the past, I'm like, I will do whatever I want.
现在叫我是这样。
But God is changing me, and God wants me not to do certain.
从前我对我的姊妹很霸道。
In the past, I'm very bossy toward my spouse.
今天我在我的学习里头比较不霸道。
Now with God's help, I'm less bossy.
我要有长进。
I'm making progress.
有一天我就有一天长进的机会。
The Lord gave me a day to live, and there's a chance to be improved.
有人说我已经完全了。
Somebody may say
孩子一玩起电动网，video game的时候，
或者play video games，
或者是上网
，or they surf
问一问又发言又不一样。
They're never changing in their voice.
那但是呢，他们很多的情欲，而且一直在过。
And you see they have a passion for all these things and continue to develop and evolve.
年轻人不觉得时间宝贵。
And they don't regard time as precious.
有时候做父母也不觉得他们时间宝贵。
Sometimes we don't even think it that way.
那让我们好好去为他们做什么。
As long as we go to church and have gatherings and worship God, we don't care what they do.
要我上班，我在他们做什么
？As long as I go to work every day, or as long as I cook, I don't care what they
do. 父母的会不会这样
？Are we like that? I don't think so.
在神面前做父母的会不会
？For people that try to be good parents before God, will not think so.
不然还是会。
Of course, there are people think it that way.
我讲。
Or maybe your parents have.
不管看你不见得有特别好。
Then not having faith doesn't mean you're better either.
那也不是坏的。
Neither is a bad thing.
没有，
bad
thing.
Very hard to preach gospel like.
又不像得罪人。
I don't want to offend anybody here.
但是呢，神说这个就是神的话。
But God said that is the condition of sin.
就算你在教会长大。
Maybe you grow up in church.
你自己喜欢做的，叫别人。
You still approve others when they do whatever you're told.
但是如果我们是传福音
But,
带人得救当然是最好的。
And if we're using these tools to share the gospel and help people to be saved, that's great.
但是我们有可能在做一些世界上的事情。
But many times we do that because that's what everybody else in the world is doing.
那这个就推荐了神。
And if that's our condition, then we have come short of the word of God.
像我们的儿女们不像他们不会问题。
It's easy to, you know, talk about the condition of our children because they were just. Are we there to measure ourselves in the same standard? After the
关系，你可以在回家的路上自己跟主祷告。
And you can pray to God anytime, even on your way home.
你愿意在生命的里头认识什么叫做？
If you are willing to come to know what is resurrection,
你愿意脱离所有罪恶的捆绑？
You're willing to be set free from the bondages of sin.
你愿意在活在人的实际里面？
And you don't want to live on the reality of human.
你愿意活在神的世界吗？
Instead, you like to live in the reality of God.
只要你愿意，
As long as you are willing to do that.
随时随地耶稣都可以住在你里
面。 And anytime, any moment, you can turn to his people your time.
再来说这个是你跟神的事情。
This is something between you and God.
现在是第二个步骤。
Now I want to extend the second part.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
That's to our brothers and sisters.
你愿意在回家的路上一路信靠主。
Are you willing to trust the Lord on your way home?
调整你所有的关系。
And adjust your relationship.
愿神的福音掌权在你生命里面。
Let the gospel of God rule in your life.
掌权在你家的里面。
Rule in your home.
掌权在你教会的里面。
And rule in the church.
你愿意的，请你站。
And if that's what you desire to have, please stand up.
我们再有一点祷告。
And we can pray together.
好，我们从一个祷告。
And bow your heads.
主，我们感谢你，你是复活。
Lord, we thank you for you are resurrection.
这是何等奇妙的信息。
And such an amazing message.
神儿子亲自来向我们的心说话。
That God, the Son of God comes and speaks to our hearts.
哦，使人听见了都要复活。
And the people who died will resurrect.
如今天在神的家中，你的儿女也听见了你的声音。
Lord, this morning we hear the voice of the Son of God.
我们愿意一同来信靠你。
And together we want to trust you.
在回家的路上彼此做崇拜。
On our way back home, we want to be the
pastor. 主不单只为了你自己荣耀的旨意。
Not only for your own glorious purpose.
为着我们在你面前生命的光景。
But also for our condition before you.
我们更是为了神家的下一代。
We're also for our future generation.
主，我们求你在神的家中兴起人来。
Oh Lord, we pray that you raise up next generation.
主，我们求复活的生命彰显在我们每一个小子的家中。
And we pray that the resurrected life.Every household.
在我们的生命里面
in our life,
叫我们能够彼此成为好榜样
help us become good examples for one another
主祝福你的教会
Lord bless your church
主我们也为了在神家中一直可以传福音我们感谢你
And we thank you for giving us this chance to continually preach the gospel
主我们求你把火烧起来
Please burn your fire
叫我们能够出去邀请人
So that we go out and extend invitation
愿意被邀请的人都能够听见神儿子的呼召。每一个缩短他们迂回的道路。